Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Captain Smitty, Half Moon Bay, you're on the roast. What's up, Cap?
What's up, Cap?
Ahoy there. Are you there? Hello?
What's up, Gilligan?
You hit me with an ahoy there? No way.
A 3-hour tour.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going out maybe 3, maybe 4 hours, maybe 2 hours. All depends upon how well the fish fight here today.
It's been beautiful, Captain Smitty. The weather's been nice. Yeah.
Are you like, okay? Are we going for halibut? Are we going for cod? What are we looking for? Sand dabs?
We're going for rock cod. See if we can find some ling cod here.
Here we go.
We're gonna be just going out playing around the outside the harbor here, around the buoys here.
Just be safe.
Well, of course I am. I've been doing this since 1971, so I've kind of figured out how to be safe on the ocean here, but. I run a party boat in Half Moon Bay. It's called the Riptide. Little selfless plug there.
Party boat.
Yeah. I take people like you out fishing. You ought to come out fishing with us.
Let's go. Hey, if that's an invitation, we'll get out there.
I feel like I'm Tony Soprano now. I might want to get rid of somebody in the middle of the ocean if we get out far enough.
Relax.
Well, I do a lot of burials at sea. I do over 200 a year of those as well.
That's what he was talking about. No, but yeah, Captain Smitty, what did you got on the Warriors last night?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
First and foremost, I want to give NBC a boatload of crap for not putting the Warriors games on. You know, a lot of Johnny Lunchbucket people like me don't have this Peacock or whatever the heck the other channels were. And I was really, really upset. I mean, you want to watch the greatest shooter in the world and Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green with some of the best defense that's ever been in the game here, and you stuck watching this this mediocre game where they can't even figure out how to win. Oh, man, I was so bummed and pissed over that. I finally started listening to it on my phone and waiting for the game to start. Now you're like, no, I know you said the first half wasn't that good. I don't care. I'm a diehard Warriors fan. I want to see the Warriors. I think pretty much everybody in the Bay Area would, actually across the country, would much rather see Stephen Curry out there playing. And it was just extremely upsetting to me. And I during the game, I texted with a couple of my brothers here, brothers from another mother. We were all just absolutely railing on NBC for doing that. As far as I'm concerned, when they have games on, every game should be on, 696 with Fitz and Bukie. Absolutely, Fitz and Bukie are some of the best broadcasters of the NBA that nationwide. They are excellent. I don't know if you've ever listened to these other broadcasters from other cities here. Oh my God! It's like, geez and crackers. Where did these guys come from?
Thanks, Captain Smitty in Half Moon Bay. Cheese and crackers, huh? Look at that. He's going to be out there three, four hours getting some rock cod. Good for him. Be safe out there, Captain Smitty. But I think he, like a lot of people, were pissed last night, Joe. If you didn't have Peacock, you got screwed. Now, I just assumed everyone knew that you basically should download the Peacock app or you have to like subscribe to it if you want to watch basketball this season. Like, I thought everyone knew that already. So maybe
we already do that for the Olympics?
Well, we did that for the Olympics, and not only that, but we also, like, Amazon Prime. Like, I'm already so knee-deep in just having the apps. I don't have cable anymore. I don't have cable at all. So I have, and last year this was...
So what do you have?
So I have Peacock.
Uh-huh.
I have Amazon Prime.
Uh-huh.
I got the ESPN package, which is like the Hulu, Disney, all that.
And the Hulu part's going away.
Exactly. And then I have NFL Plus.
So I have all those.
And that's all I needed for like all my sports watching. Now, if I have to watch, I could pay separately to get the local NBC Sports Bay Area stuff. Mm. That is separate on top of it. That's a lot of mms, I know. So that's money. That's a lot of money, and I hear you.
You don't even want to know what I have.
Exactly. And you have YouTube on top of that, I'm sure.
I have YouTube TV.
I know someone that has that, so thankfully I don't need that.
I use Xfinity for my Wi-Fi.
I do pay for Xfinity. That gets me a discount on some things.
Yeah. The reason why I don't do the Xfinity cable anymore, it's not because of anything other than I don't want to pay for two subscriptions. I can use the YouTube TV at the cabin and at home, and then they don't charge me for all the boxes and everything like that. So I do the YouTube TV. I got Apple Plus.
Yeah,
here we go. I got HBO.
Oh, I have HBO Max too, and it helped last year because it does Turner stuff. So The Turner Sports, I get to watch all the TNT games on HBO, the primetime ones, last year.
I've got HBO Max. I've got Disney, which is obviously the ESPN comes with
Netflix,
that.
Yeah, I have Netflix too.
Netflix as well. I've got...
you got the Hulu package, Disney, right? All that.
Yeah, but ESPN. I don't do Hulu at all. I think it sucks. Changing channels on Hulu is terrible.
Yeah.
And then I've got Amazon Prime. I've got the Peacock channel. I've got Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus I do not have.
Yeah,
I've got that. Maybe I should get on that. Shout out Paramount Plus for all your NFL.
I'm basically getting completely destroyed. And Apple Plus.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that.
I have Apple Plus. Am I missing anything?
I think you're good. I think that's all the apps that
you
need.
I don't think it is. I think I've got more.
Telemundo Deportes.
It's disgusting how much I'm automatically like taking out of my credit card every single month.
I mean, you have to. I think someone calculated it, Sammy, before like the game started, that annually you have to spend over $650, I think, to watch every single basketball game.
It's getting out of hand with the streaming services and what you need in order to watch all these games. It's too much. And like, I'm sorry, like for me, it's just I'm not spending that much money. Like Peacock wanted to charge like $11 a month so you can get like the basic plan so you could watch these games and stuff like that. It's just like I'm not adding that expense to my monthly budget just to watch the first quarter of a Warrior game every now and then. It's just not worth it for me.
So let me ask you guys this, because I saw a Bomani tweet, and I'm actually so... I think he's completely ridiculous with the tweet. Can you pull up the Bomani Jones tweet about this? He's like, everybody thinks it's a privilege to be able to watch every single game. I was growing up, we didn't have any of these games. Newsflash, Bomani. I remember that era. I was one of those guys. We used to have to watch the Warriors on KICU and be lucky at 50 or 60 games.
He tweeted that? I'm looking at his Twitter right now.
Look up. He's talking about how it's not a privilege to be able to watch every single game. And I'm like, Yeah, dude, you obviously don't have children playing sports. If I can stream 7-year-old soccer and t-ball for $1 a month, like, yeah, we should be able to do all of these. Like, go on Game Changer. There are every single youth team. You can watch every at-bat of your child, whether you're at the game or not. I could scout the other team, for crying out loud. Everyone's got video cameras up on the chain link fences. Like, I think everything needs to be on TV. I want practice on TV. Like, that's how much. Throw it on the YouTube channel. I'm here for it. So I completely disagree with him.
This thing, like, here we go. Not sure why people think seeing every NBA game is a birthright. That's a ridiculous expectation.
No one said it was.
Access has been provided. You get to decide if it's worth it. That's Bomani Jones.
Okay, well, that part is...
I think that's a fair take.
The second part is correct, but, like, not a birthright. Like, no, right now, the numbers are, and, like, the desire for live sports is through the roof. If you're not providing every single consumer opportunities to consume your product at every single turn, you're doing a disservice to your sport.
And this was the stat that he quote tweeted, Joe, via Sportico. It'll cost a total of $650 this season to watch every NBA game across all services.
So let's do the math, okay? So
that's ESPN, Peacock, and Amazon Prime. So, and I'm assuming that's on top of local coverage.
$650 divided by 12 months, you're looking at $55 a month.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Not that bad. But again, but that's maybe for you and I, that's not that bad.
No,
but
I know.
For other people, that could be a lot.
Joe, I'm not denying that.
I know you're
that.
Not scoffing at that.
I'm just saying
that,
like.
But if you're going to spend that much, you actually have to be, like, watching enough to justify it. And I'm curious how many people are just, you know, they're going to watch for their teams. How many people are doing, you know, what people who are crazy like us, who are just going to plop themselves down in front of the TV and watch, you know, a random Rockets-Mavericks game on a Monday night.
I don't care about watching. I'm probably not going to watch those.
Yeah, exactly.
Those.
There's just not that many people.
But if
I
want to watch my
deep.
Team, why do I have YouTube TV?
To watch your team.
It's only to watch the Giants and the Warriors, because I know the NBC Bay Area is on that platform.
And this is why the NFL dominates, and it's not like for like the same, but you could give me the worst matchup ever, and if it's a standalone game, or even if it's on a Sunday morning, I'm watching it. If it's Panthers, Jaguars,
now,
you got me, I'm in.
Also,
I'm in.
Why does my wife want the YouTube TV package? Unlimited DVR, and the ability for her to have her own separate, basically, profile, where all of the crappy housewife everything, and Below Deck this, and it's all on hers. I have mine. It's separate. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
The algorithm is great.
You reminded me. New episodes dropped today of Love is Blind on Netflix. This season is en fuego for
the
Denver,
only thing
Colorado.
That ticks me off is occasionally my mom will come over. I don't watch these channels, but she will go back and forth between CNN and Fox and CNN and Fox. And the way YouTube TV works is the algorithm, like, oh, you like this? So, like, on my homepage, every now and then when she's been watching TV at my house when she's babysitting the little guy, I'm like, I don't want to watch, you know, Hannity or, you know, whatever. So, yeah, exactly.
You would love One America Network.
Oh, my God.
Well, and that's the worst part about the Samsung TV that I got. It automatically, when you turn it on, goes to the Samsung Plus channel, which is Fox.
By the way, what are we talking about right now? Well, the fact that a lot of people didn't get to watch the first quarter and a half of the Warriors game last night if you didn't have Peacock. I know Steiny was one of those guys, and we were talking. He's very frustrated about it because he doesn't have cable, but he has NBC as a channel.
Have?
I don't know what he has, but he said he had NBC app, but he didn't have the Peacock app, which I guess is separate, which I didn't even know.
Fun fact about Peacock. So I did a little bit of digging on the numbers here. Peacock is the 9th most subscribed streaming service out of all of them, right above Hotstar, which you guys don't even know what that is.
I don't even know what that is. Let me guess.
Give me a second to pull up the list, and then we can
pull
play.
Pull up the list, because if I had to guess, I would go Netflix 1.
It's up there for sure. Disney, I think, is up there.
Is Xfinity considered a streaming service?
I don't think so. It's a Wi-Fi. It's like AT&T.
I would say Disney's got to be in the top 4.
So you got Netflix is 1.
Uh-huh.
So you got that one.
Disney.
Disney's 3.
Okay, I said top 4, so that's
HBO?
Not bad. Number 2, I would say, is Amazon Prime.
That's correct.
Okay, yeah.
Number 4, I'm going to say, is Hulu?
No.
HBO?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, HBO 4. Wow.
Yeah. You're not going to get the rest. You got Paramount at 7, Hulu at 8, Peacock at 9. There's a couple other I've
Who's
never
five?
Heard of. 10 Cent Video.
Never heard of
that,
it.
Again, don't search
IQIY,
that.
I don't know. But Anyway, so
MGM Plus.
Oh, God.
So Netflix has 301 million. Amazon has 200 million. By comparison, Peacock has 41 million subscribers.
If only there was a way I could bundle all these together one service.
I'd be willing to bet
and be able to seamlessly switch between them with my remote.
And I know,
like, we are going to recreate cable in a few years, and we're going to act like it's something new and exciting.
Yeah, but this is gonna, but they're going to get unbundled. So many new subscribers because of this from last night. Like the fact that we're talking about Peacock a lot today, yeah. I understand people are frustrated. They're going to get all these, and eventually, Joe, you're going to hate this. Everyone's going to hate me here saying this. Eventually, the Super Bowl is going to be streamed only on Peacock.
Yeah, and that's stupid.
No, it's going to be pay-per-view is what it's going to be.
On Peacock.
No, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be like UFC.
I'm going to push back what you said there, Spidoni, because honestly, like, it made me not want to download Peacock. Like, I'm not doing this. This is stupid. Like, I'm not going to spend money for something I'm only going to need to watch once or twice
a month.
There's
going to be playoff games exclusively on there is what I'm saying.
And the problem is like, none of this is geared towards how the consumers actually watch sports. It's not. And that's why I think it's just not a fun way to have to consume the product.
Well, when your commissioner goes out and say, we're a highlight-based league, and says, you know what, you can consume these games just via highlights. It's fine.
Tell me you don't understand basketball.
Thank you. That's the commissioner. That's Adam Silver. He's telling you that in the front end to say, suck it up. Get over it. And there is part of me that like understands what Bomani was saying in that tweet, where it's like, you know, access has been provided. You get to decide whether or not it's worth it. It just sucks that that's the mindset now. Like, it just, I don't know.
Here's what I would say to you.
There are pros and cons with everything, and I do like the fact that I can pick and choose certain apps, and that's all I can stick with going forward. But as these prices go up and up, and as Netflix emails me the other day, Joe, saying your prices are going up to like $23 a month, I was like, what? Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous. $23 a month? All I'm watching is K-pop Demon Hunters. And I'm not even watching that. It's my kids. You're not giving me any sports.
I mean,
like, what's the next sports thing that's coming out there? Seriously. Is it Christmas Day? Thanksgiving?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. Do you guys remember when Peacock had the Chiefs-Miami Dolphins playoff game?
Yeah, it was the largest single day of subs.
And that was literally the only sport on that day. So people, no problem, were like, this is $7.99. I'll pay it.
Yes, and that's what they're going to happen again.
Tua not be able to complete a pass?
That was the biggest lock of the century. I told everyone, there is no shot Miami with Tua is going to do anything in that game.
Of course. But here's what I would say to you guys.
Downfall of the Chiefs that
year. Here's what I would say to you guys. This is what I want to have happen. To me, it's very simple. It's the teams, like the leagues, need to all come together. They need to bundle all their products. Stop sending me here and sending me there. I should just log into the 49er app. This is what I want 5 years from now. The 49er app. And I can watch all the 49er games. Whether it's being broadcast by Fox or CBS or whatever, I just go to the 49er app in my phone or on my television, and their commercials will run on that app. Yes. All right? The Warriors. I will buy the Warrior app, and let's say it's $25 a month, whatever it is. I'll just buy that, and every game, no matter where it's at, I know I go to the Warrior app to watch Warrior games, and it will show me the ESPN or whatever, and it'll be those commercials on that form. Like, that's what we need. Giants aim on Giants app.
I guess what I'm wondering is, why doesn't the NBA just adopt what the NFL did with the NFL Plus?
Because they can't. So Major League Baseball split up all their television rights, okay? And they chop them all up, and everyone individually. So the Giants have a deal that expires in a couple of years. The Marlins deal is dead. There's like 13 teams that are dead. So they bundled those into that ESPN deal that's coming up. NFL chopped all the games up, right? And they said everything's going national. So Jaguar games are going to get the same amount of money as a New York Giant game, even though we know Jacksonville's fan base is way smaller. The NBA is somewhere in between what baseball is doing, meaning almost all regional, and what the NFL is doing, which is all national, right? And I think we all realize in football, those preseason productions are horrible.
Yes.
And those are done by?
Local.
Local.
Yeah. Well, horrible. I guess what I'm going to, I should explain more for the audience that maybe doesn't have NFL Plus. If you have the NFL Plus app, you can watch all your local games that would be normally televised locally.
That was my point on the app.
Yeah, exactly. No, totally. But someone I should explain it, because someone might not have the NFL Plus app. So you got your local games that are on your local affiliates, whether that's CBS or Fox. So like, for example, this past weekend, the Niners were playing a national game standalone on Sunday Night Football. But the local game that morning was Raiders Chiefs. So my local broadcast, I was here, like, that's what I got to watch on my phone, which was great, even though the game sucked ass. So we had that. Plus, you get any primetime game you want on the NFL Plus, which is nice. So, for example, tomorrow's Thursday. I got my NFL Plus app. I get to watch that, even though it's on Amazon Prime and I might not be an Amazon subscriber. Here, I get that, which is awesome. Same with Monday Night Football and Sunday Night Football.
I would argue the bigger problem for the NBA is not, you know, how we view it. Listen, the bigger problem is this. When the games are, what time of the night? That's number one. And then number two, the days of the calendar that your season lasts on. Right now, like, and I'm happy because we're in the middle of it, but let's be real, it's football season. And when there's a Warrior game on the weekend, while a football game is going on, what are you going to watch?
I'm watching. I'm, by the way, home of the Warriors, so I'll be watching on my phone, but big screens, it's the 49ers.
The NBA season shouldn't start till December 25th. That's the day it should start.
Left the rat on the table.
The day it should start, and they should bleed into July, right? We're all watching on our phones anyway. We're all streaming it. It doesn't matter. This vacation misnomer. We're going to be packing the bars to watch these games no matter what. That's the bigger issue. The other big issue, and I see this with the younger kids, a Warrior game last night started at 7:20 at night. I'm in fourth grade. What time do you think I'm going to bed?
9 o'clock.
Should be going to 9. Well, I didn't have a bedtime growing up, but yeah, like 9:30-ish.
Mr. Cool Guy over here.
Some kids do go to bed at like 9 o'clock, Sam. You're right. And like, are you watching the second half of that game?
No.
No.
Joe, I was exhausted because we have to get up at like 3:45 in the morning.
These games, they need to, on the East Coast, need to start earlier, like 3:30 on West Coast time. That's when they need to start. And there should be no games starting after 6:30.
Well, I hate the fact that they had to push it because of the first game.
It's ridiculous.
It shouldn't matter. Joe,
even a 7 o'clock start, that game is going till 9:30.
I agree. But even those 30 minutes mean a lot to people like us. Every man that's working, again, every man, we're working dream jobs, but we're getting up early like a lot of other people are.
Sure.
We're getting up early. I want to be able to enjoy this.
My buddy John, who's a garbage man, what time do you think he wakes up at?
Probably like at 2 in the morning,
right? 1:30, 2 in the morning, the middle of the night. He wants to watch all the Warrior games and like to stay up till 10:15.
No, that's brutal for him.
It's really difficult.
Hell, staying up till 8 o'clock for him, that's only 6 hours of sleep.
Now think about his son, who's the next generation of Warrior fans, little JoJo, and what time do you think he's going to bed? He's 7 years old, 6 years old.
Yeah, 9. That's way late. 8.
8:30? I don't know, but like that's where I'm like, hey guys, like you do it for the finals, you do it for some of the playoff games, you do it in the World Series. We start these games earlier. Stop it. These games need to start at 6:30, no later than 6:30 at night. No later. Kids are going to sleep, dude. If you want to cultivate the next generation of fans, you have to start these games earlier.
I'm taking a look at the schedule right now. I have good news and bad news. The good news is that the game against the Clippers, which the Clippers do 7:30 tip-off sometimes in L.A.
is ridiculous.
Is at 7 o'clock on the 5th of January. But we have a game against the Thunder that's coming up that the tip-off is at 8 p.m.
Is that one of those Amazon games?
December 2nd.
That is the dumbest. So think about that. All right. Who's watching?
What's the logic there?
But who's watching at 8 p.m.?
That's a Tuesday, by the way.
So what is that? Is that in home or is that in Oklahoma City?
I believe that's
home.
It's home, yeah.
I hope it's not in Oklahoma City.
So if you're in Oklahoma City, that game started at what, 9, 10?
10 o'clock.
It's ridiculous. I've been on the East Coast when the Warriors were in a playoff run. They were playing the Rockets. Dude, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. And you're watching basketball. It's crazy.
I don't know how people do it when it comes to like Sunday Night Football over there when the game's starting at 8 o'clock. It's awful.
It's brutal.
West Coast is the best when it comes to watching sports. It's not even close. Hawaii actually sneakily up there as well. Leroy's in Oakland wants to join the conversation.
Sorry, was just my PSA on start times.
No, we needed to get into
baseball,
it, though, because it was a big deal.
I think baseball, one thing that everyone's like, the games are too quick. The best thing that baseball has done is start games at 6:30 and have the pitch clock, and we're done in 2 hours.
Sorry, before we get to Leroy.
Who has 4 hours a night, 82 times a year? Who? Name me the person who's not busy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.